three blasts rocked the Afghan capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. They appeared to target schools, and six people were killed. ISIS and other militants have struck schools and students in the past, but this was the first time since the Taliban swept to power in August. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Mohammad Rezaei, a 21-year-old physics teacher, told NPR from the hospital that he was wounded by the blast that struck near his institution, the Mumtaz Educational Centre. He says many of his students had head and back injuries. At least one other blast struck near the Abdurrahim Shaheed School as students were leaving their classes. The next few minutes and hours were crushingly familiar to Afghans. Twitter users shared images of bloodied school books and cleaners hosing down sidewalks. An aid group, Emergency, that runs free hospitals, said they received 10 wounded teenagers and one victim dead on arrival. The United Nations condemned the attack, as did neighbouring Pakistan and the large aid group Save the Children. The schools are in a Kabul area dominated by ethnic Hazaras who are mainly Shiites. Militants have frequently targeted them in the past. Last year in April, attackers killed more than 85 girls who were leaving a secondary school in the same area. It was one of the worst attacks in Kabul in decades of conflict. Rezaei, the physics teacher, says this attack should not have happened. The Taliban boast of how they've secured Afghanistan, and certainly militant attacks are far less frequent now. But it's no consolation for parents, who again will be wondering if it's safe to send their children to school. They're boys, at least. The Taliban have not allowed girls to return to secondary school since they swept to power 8 months ago. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.